former Macau junket operator Alvin Chow to remain in prison. Alvin Chow, the ex-chairman of SunCity Group Limited, has seen his 18-year prison term validated by the Macau Second Circuit Court. The recent ruling reveals that while a few of his accomplices witnessed a decrease in their sentences, Alvin Chow remains bound to his original penalty. Chow doesn't find sympathy. In the most recent ruling, Chow and a portion of the individuals implicated in the case were cleared of any fraudulent acts and found not responsible for the 8.67 billion Hong Kong dollars, 1.08 billion United States dollars, owed to both the Macau government and various casino establishments. Last week's decision also brought about a reduction in the sentences of the four defendants, from 15 years to 12 and a half years. Chow and Philip Wong Pak Ling, once known as the former chief financial officer at SunCity Group, have been found guilty of engaging in money laundering activities. In addition to them, seven other individuals were also found liable by the Macau authorities. The court has ruled that all nine respondents must pay a substantial amount of 25.51 billion Hong Kong dollars, 3.26 billion United States dollars, to cover the damages resulting from their involvement in unlawful gambling pursuits and financial crimes. Chow, who also founded SunCity Group, faced charges along with 20 other individuals, including illegal gambling, criminal conspiracy, fraud, and money laundering. Back in mid-January, he was handed an 18-year prison sentence. It is worth noting that Chow has not yet been convicted of theft by a trial court. Several government representatives are expressing their disapproval of the Second Court's recent ruling, which upheld the criminal convictions of nine defendants, including Chow. The charges against them ranged from illegal gambling to proxy betting and illegal betting. Billions of dollars stolen. The bets placed on the casino table can be seen as private bets that hold a higher level of significance, allowing individuals to evade particular tax obligations that apply to Macau and high-stakes casino games. The Court of Appeal recently determined that Chow and his associates generated unlawful profits exceeding 17.66 billion Hong Kong dollars, 2.25 billion United States dollars, through illicit underground betting activities, with at least 7.21 billion Hong Kong dollars, 921.43 million United States dollars, derived from online or proxy betting methods. Chow, Philip Wong, and Chun Ling Ling shared their delightful news of receiving nearly 617 million Hong Kong dollars, 78.85 million United States dollars, and 17 million Chinese yuan, equivalent to 2.3 million United States dollars, in profit for SunCity Group from their service distribution. However, Chung, despite being acquitted earlier this year by a lower court, is now facing a 5-year prison sentence as an accomplice to money laundering charges by the same court. Chung, who also goes by the name Zhang Ningning, has been accused of overseeing properties on behalf of SunCity Group. In a court case linked to SunCity, he was handed a 7-year prison sentence in Wenzhou, China. Philip Wong, Chung Kai-kin, Tim Chow Chun-hee, and Ali Celestino are the individuals associated with various roles and responsibilities in the case. During the trial, Chung Kai-kin acknowledged running numerous betting establishments within the VIP rooms under the SunCity Group's jurisdiction. Tim Chow Chun-hee disclosed his involvement as an investor in a company exclusively focused on the betting industry. Ali Celestino, a former SunCity executive, was identified as someone who assisted in overseeing the group's information technology matters. The possibility remains for the defendants to lodge an appeal with the Macau Court of Final Appeal.